This is the Confidence Academy podcast, the show for people who are looking to build or reclaim true, unshakable self-confidence to live the life they were always meant to live. I am your host, Lily Badcock, and I'll be sharing my own experiences of awakening to soul purpose and reclaiming lost confidence. So whether you had confidence and lost it, never had it and are ready to find it, or something in between, this is the show for you. Oh, and by the way, F-bombs will be dropped, so pop some headphones in if you're around sensitive ears. Let's go. Hey, hey, welcome. Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Lily Badcock, and unlike the other previous episodes that I did, this one is actually being recorded in my office on a proper microphone with headphones. Now, albeit they are just the little, you know, Apple headphones that you plug into your phone, but still, there are headphones, there's an official microphone, and yeah, we got it all going on. On top of that, we are live stream. I say we, me and my spirit team, my guides. Wait, I might sneeze. This is a good start. Is it coming? Oh, it did. I sneezed. Oh, bless me. Bless my soul. Now then, I could probably edit that out, but as you guys are watching the live stream anyway, I don't see the point. Anyway, welcome. Welcome to the podcast. I've decided, you guys, that trying to do my podcast on the fly every week just wasn't working for me, or for any of you for that matter, because you might have noticed that last week I didn't even get an episode out. And that's because I was completely preoccupied with the Sing to Heal challenge, which was epic and off the scale, by the way. And so I've decided that today, because there's so much I want to say, I'm just going to create a whole bunch of episodes all in one go for you. And this is the first one. We are streaming live on Facebook right now. I'm streaming live on Facebook right now. So hey to you guys that are watching. I'll be very honest, at the moment it's one person and I can't see who the one person is. We did have Zoe on. Now there's two. Oh my God, the energy's ramping up. As the energy ramps up, the viewers will come. Let them come. And to everybody listening, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for sticking with me. And this is the whole point of the episode. So what I was about to go on and say was, hi Philippa, hi. What I was about to go on and say was, I am really good at beating myself up. Raise your hands if you're really good at beating yourself up. You can't raise your, well, you can raise your hands if you're listening, but I can't see you. If you're on the live stream, give me a love heart shower if you're really good at beating yourself up. Here's how I'm really good at beating myself up. I'm really good at getting a really strong sense of what I'm supposed to do and how I'm supposed to do it. And then I'm really good at going out of my way to find people who are doing it differently, so I can then tell myself that I'm completely wrong and that that's not the way, and I'm probably just broken in some way or just don't have a clue with what I'm doing. What I then try to do is shoehorn myself into the box of these other people, right? I shoehorn myself into the shape and size of other people's containers. And if I'm speaking in riddles, I don't really know why I'm speaking in riddles. What I'm trying to say is I look at other people and I compare myself and I go, they obviously have much better knowledge than me about how everything works. They are clearly more together than me. And so I should probably just do what they do and completely ignore my own guidance. Philippa says, I used to believe beating myself up was the only way to achieve. That's very interesting. Yeah, and I get that. We're surrounded by that, aren't we? Because we're surrounded by the narrative that life is hard or that things are hard, and that therefore, because they're hard, the only way to get over them is to push on through. That narrative is absolutely everywhere, and it's glorified as well. And it works. That's the real kicker. It does also work sometimes as well. How many times have you pushed yourself to do something and then actually achieved it? Like, I frequently push myself to go and work out, because if I waited until I felt like working out, it would never happen. So sometimes it works. because you'll push yourself to do it, you'll go against what feels real, and then you'll get the result. So in that case, for me, I never feel like I want to work out, but I've signed myself up deliberately to like a small group PT thing, which is run by Alex Taylor. Shout out to Alex, here in Salisbury. And mind you, she's online as well, so if you want to check her out, you can. Doesn't matter where you are in the world. She's phenomenal. And she creates these spaces and she does this small group PT. And because other people are there, and because I've paid for it and I've signed up, and because Alex would never let me wimp out, there's that accountability. There's that piece of, oh, well, I've said I'll be there, so now I have to be there. And actually, even without the other people, and even if Alex wasn't going to message and go, are you coming today? The fact that I've kind of put that stake in the ground would usually be enough to make me do it, because I've kind of made that promise to myself. And I always feel better for doing it. So yeah, it works. Philippa says, I worked in sales and it worked then, but I was left with doing the same in my personal life. And that's the thing, isn't it? This is the whole thing. It works in some cases, and in other cases it doesn't work. In some cases it's the right thing to do, in other cases it's not the right thing to do. Being really honest with you, what I felt like doing initially today was just sleeping, if I'm honest. I'm feeling really tired and a bit run down. But I also know that I have to write my sales page for my program, because I ran that whole challenge last week and the masterclass to tell people about this new program that I'm creating. It's not even created yet. I'm creating it live with the first cohort of people that come through. And it's called Speak Up, Sing Out. And it's everything I'm passionate about. It's singing, it's using the voice, but it's connecting that to confidence building, to alleviating anxiety and stress, to tapping into inner guidance and intuition and better understanding spiritual signs and guidance and how that can come through music, and how we can, in a healthy way, process the emotions that need to be processed so that we can feel free of them. So I've gone into a right tangent now, and I'll be honest, I think I'm mixing up all of these things I just brain dumped that I wanted to talk about. I seem to be talking about all of them now in this one episode. And this episode is meant to be short as well. Somebody keep an eye on the clock. This is not meant to be a long episode. All of that to say, I did the challenge and it was great, and I did the masterclass and it was great. Then I went into hiding and I didn't create the sales page. So I knew in the back of my mind today that I have to do that. And I do have to do that, because if I don't create the sales page, the whole world can't know what this program is about and what it is that I'm offering. It seems like a really useful way for me to keep myself hidden, which is ironically the exact thing that the program helps people not do. Like, talk about teach what you most need to learn, right? So I knew I had to do that today. What I felt like doing was sleeping, but I knew that that wasn't ultimately going to get me where I wanted to go. So even this live stream, this podcast is an element of me pushing through. And in this case, it's going to work, because actually I wouldn't sleep even if I got into bed, because I just don't do that unless I'm poorly. I don't sleep in the day anyway. And what would actually happen probably is I would end up just scrolling on my phone doing some bullshit that doesn't matter. And I wouldn't get to the thing that actually counts. So there's that, right? But what I wanted to talk about was this need to fix ourselves. So relevant to all of that, I then have this belief or this narrative constantly that that's wrong. That because I'm like that, I'm wrong. And because I'm built a lot different to the people that I follow, that, you know, maybe I'm wrong in the way that I think, and I will never succeed as long as I'm doing X, Y, and Z. Just let me know right now with a love heart shower if you're on the live stream. And if you're on this podcast, you can get in touch with me. You can join my Facebook group, Permission to Soar, and we can chat in there. You can send me love heart showers in there if you want to. You can email me, lilybadcock@gmail.com. Anything that I'm saying here that you want to talk to me about, those are the ways to get in touch. Or Instagram, find me on Instagram as well. So, you know, when I'm saying, let me know, you surely can if you want to, but obviously it won't be so instant. However, I want to know if this resonates with you. And in what way are you making yourself believe that until you fix, fill in the blank, you can't have, fill in the blank? So I'm going to be brutally honest about myself. to kind of lead the way, right? Because I believe that's what I'm here to do. I believe that if I can't be more organized and if I can't, oh God, reconcile every mistake I ever made in my past, and if I can't get to the root of everything and truly understand it and then do better, until I've done that, I can't feel successful, reach the audience that I want to reach, create the business that I want to create, have the life that I want to live, buy the house that I want to buy. Like, you know, the list goes on and on and on. And actually, none of that's true, because there are no rules. There are no written rules. There are only unwritten rules that we govern ourselves by. Now, for those of you that were on the challenge, you'll know, I can't remember which day it was, I think it was day 3 or 4, I talked about the conditions that we hold ourselves by. And I was talking about, and it was the same sort of thing, these unwritten rules, these unwritten conditions that we constantly live by. It's like a shopping list that we've written out and we've handed it to the part of ourself that will not let us deviate from the list, right? And we've gone, I'm not allowed to experience any of the things I want to experience unless all of these things are in place. And we talked about this on the challenge, as I said. And we talked about how we can rework this, right? We can, instead of having a long list that's that has the word and at the end of each line. So, you know, I have to reconcile every mistake I ever made, and I have to understand why I made that mistake, and I have to feel, you know, full forgiveness for myself, and I have to feel very sorry and put that right with everyone as well. And. We talked about how switching the word and for or makes it much more amenable. And it sounds nuts because, you know, essentially you're just doing this in your mind's eye. You don't even have to physically write the list and change the words, although it's powerful if you do. But it does work because that's how we move forward. And so on from that, so anyone that was on the challenge, to build on that a little bit, we inherently walk around with this belief that there are things about ourselves that we have to fix. There are things about ourselves that we have to mend because that part of us is broken or that part of us is no good. And I think we've got it twisted, because I'm not saying that we shouldn't seek to be better or that we shouldn't seek to understand ourselves better, because I definitely think we should. I think that's the whole point that we're here, actually. But we shouldn't make ourselves wrong in the process. What we should do is just acknowledge that maybe there are things about ourselves that we would choose to change if we could. There are things we would choose to do differently. There are habits that we feel are not serving us. There, you know, again, the list goes on and on. But this idea that we're broken and that we have to be fixed, I think is bullshit. And the reason we're so embroiled in that now, I think, is because in this age of online connection, social media, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all of that, we are constantly being shown videos that without us even knowing, prod us in our pain points. Oh God, wait a minute. the voiceover. Ah, stop. I can't. Oh, there we go. Sorry. So for those of you watching and listening, I'm recording this podcast live right now. I'm doing it into GarageBand and my outro just kicked in. So it threw me off because I could hear my own voice. I was like, wait, what's happening? But that's what's happening. So we are being surrounded by this narrative. They're prodding our pain points. They are prodding the parts of ourselves that feel not good enough. And I know they are, because I've been in multiple programs now that are telling me to do just that. They're going, you should go, like, you know, really understand who you want to serve, know what they're struggling with, and then go and prod it. They actually use the language prod. Prod the pain point. Let someone know that you understand their pain. Again, double-edged sword. It's a beautiful thing. It's what I'm doing right now, if I'm honest, because I'm being honest about myself. I absolutely know that for some people that's going to speak to them, because they're going to go, oh my God, that's me. Am I trying to prod anything though? No, I don't want to prod anything, because actually it doesn't need to be prodded. What it needs to be is loved, understood, and then released, if you can. Oh, now the music's going to kick in. Maybe we like the music, though. I quite like the music, although it is off-putting. Let's just shut that up. What that tells me is that I've talked for long enough, and this should actually be the end of the episode, because if the outro and the music are kicking in, then that means that I should really be wrapping this up. So let me wrap this up. It's utter bullshit to believe that there's anything you should fix before you can get the thing that you want. That's the crucial thing. I'm not saying don't go and learn to be better in an area if that's what you want to do. And I'm not saying if you definitely, like, you know, in the case of anxiety, for example, I know that that feels like something is wrong and that it needs to be fixed. But the more I go down this path of my own mental health, but also with my children, one of my children at the moment is suffering in this way, I am surrounded by people who desperately want to fix them. And that's the narrative, isn't it? Oh, that's wrong. So let's fix it. What medication can we give you to make that better? What can we do to make that better? I don't like that narrative. And that's what I want to change. That's what I want to address in this episode. I don't like that narrative. I much prefer the narrative of let's truly understand who we are and let's truly understand what we need and let's give ourselves that. That's the narrative that I want to live by and that I'm choosing to live by. I don't want to go another step forward through my life believing that any part of me is broken or that any part of me needs to be fixed, but instead go, okay, these are all the things that make me me. Every component, the good, the bad, the ugly, the positive, the negative, the light, the dark, it all makes me who I am. It all needs to be loved. Every bit of it needs to be loved, needs to be nurtured, needs to be understood. From that place, I may then naturally decide to integrate a new habit or to shift something that isn't working for me because I understand that it isn't working for me. But I shift it from the energy of loving everything that I am and loving everything that I've learned and then choosing to move forward from that place of strength and love and acceptance, not from the place of fear, of trying to run away from that part of me. Oh my God, give me a pill so I can fix this part of me. Oh my God, give me that therapy so I can fix this part of me. What if no part of us ever needed to be fixed? What if instead it just needed to be heard? That's the message today. That's it. That's where the music should be kicking in. I need to rejig it on here. But anyway, thank you guys for being here for this week's episode. Like I said, I'm batch creating a whole shit ton of these. You're going to hear a lot more of me if you subscribe to the podcast. If you don't already subscribe to the podcast, it's called The Confidence Academy. You can get it on the iTunes platform, the Apple platform, Spotify, and a whole bunch of others as well, because I just literally ticked all the boxes when I set the podcast up. So if you don't already subscribe, please do. And if you're not already in my Facebook group, get on in there. And if you want to take the challenge, I'm going to put it into the show notes. You can sign up to my mailing list, get free access to the Sing to Heal challenge. I'm going to leave that challenge open for the foreseeable future. It isn't going anywhere, so that anybody that needs it can access it. And that's my promise to you. The masterclass that took place on Monday is going to be made available as well. It's going to be made available for a very small amount of money. Just because what we covered, it's a 2-hour workshop and it will absolutely shift you. It was called the Stage Fright Strategy. So it was all about overcoming the fear of being truly seen and heard. When someone is afraid to speak or sing in front of somebody else, or even not in front of somebody else, but just afraid to speak or sing full stop, it's because there's a part of them that believes they are not worthy of being heard or that it's dangerous if they speak up. They've learned that it's not safe for them to be heard or seen. And that workshop will help you to shift out of that. That's going to be made available for a very small price on my website as well, lilybadcock.com. So check that out as well. All of the links will be in the show notes if you're watching on the podcast. Sorry, if you're listening on the podcast, I'm getting confused. The live stream and the podcast simultaneously was a genius idea when I had it, and now it's feeling confusing, but still, thank you for being here. Philippa says, beautifully said. Philippa, you said something else as well. I just want to check what that comment says. Oh, amazing. So Philip, so what I was saying earlier about what I felt like doing versus what I wanted to do, Philippa said, unbelievably, I need to do exactly the same today for my business. I need to write copy for my website and I just want to make some soup and sleep. I think we go through phases. I think that sometimes it is the right thing to make some soup and sleep. I also think we're really good at tricking ourselves. And I know for a fact, for me personally today, my desire to sleep was actually my desire to hide away. It was my desire to not let people see what I do, to not let people learn about my program, to not let people hear my voice. And that's been proven because I'm feeling more energized as I go through this podcast and will continue to as I record more. So it's a tricky one, isn't it? Because you do know what you need, but before you can get to what you really need, you have to wade through all of your fear-based beliefs and thoughts as well. And for me this morning, the desire to sleep and not do anything was definitely coming from the fear of letting people know what I've got going on. So I did a big middle finger to that, and here I am recording this podcast and a live stream just to make sure it was two middle fingers, not just one. So anyway, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for being here. Guys on the podcast, all of the links that I've mentioned today will be in the show notes. And I'll be back again next week with another episode for you. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you soon. Oh God, I tried to press the button on the wrong keyboard because I've also got two laptops up in front of me. That was such a good round off and now I fucked it up. Thanks for listening. Come back next week for more shenanigans and end. Thank you for listening to the Confidence Academy podcast. If you love the show and you'd like to keep in touch, why not join my mailing list by visiting lilybadcock.com or clicking the link in the show notes. You'll also be invited to join my Facebook community, Permission to Soar, where you can get weekly energy clearing and intuitive guidance from me. Thank you once again for listening, and I'll be back again soon with another episode. Big love!